if you believe assault is an act, not an adjective, your safety is not just on the gun, it is the gun. Freedom is a fundamental human right. Welcome to your show, Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes. What do you believe? Your safety is your responsibility, not the government's, not anybody else's. Be a citizen, not a subject. Better yet, be a listener. Because it's an inalienable right, not a privilege. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is live, right now. Call 1-800-313-9443.
All right. Good morning, everyone. I got to go through my all of my duties, which is to let you know, yet again, we have a pledge drive going. RBN is standing up another network, the Elected Representatives Network, ERN, and we are taking pledges to carry on, get the things moving with the ERN. It's going to be very neat. It's a very, very innovative idea. John Stattmiller taking the reins on yet another innovative network. If you'd like to donate between 10 a.m., which is about an hour from now, and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, you can call the office number at the network, 800-724-2719. You can also go online, republicbroadcasting.org. You could also mail anything in, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302. That's in Round Rock, Texas, and the zip code is 78664. That is the home studio, Round Rock, just north of Austin, Texas. What a beautiful town Austin is. I have driven through Round Rock, never had the pleasure of actually stopping there. However, next time, I'll have a reason to, because that's where the network is. So, there you go. Also, if you want to pick up those 100 business cards, which comes inclusive with a bumper sticker and a copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism, you can do that too. Same phone number, same email, I'm sorry, same website, same physical address. So there you go. Okay, yesterday we had Dudley Brown from Rocky Mountain Gun Owners and as well as his national organization, which I am pulling up. I forget it. I've been going through so many things today. The National Association for Gun Rights is what it is. Brain started kicking in. So, and Dudley's a great guy. I wasn't sure what to think of Dudley or what was going on when I first read an email that he put out that I read on the air about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Then I got to meet him at the SHOT Show and realize the guy's genuine and he really wants to get things done in a no compromise fashion. And that's very respectable to me. That's an incredibly respectable effort, is to have a no compromise attitude when it comes to gun rights and your liberties, which is exactly the way the founding fathers were. There was no compromise. This is what they expected out of the King of England. They didn't provide it. So the Declaration of Independence was written. The war to ensure that followed. The Continental Congress was formed. And later, the Constitutional Congress. And eventually, we got our Constitution of the United States. What is supposed to be the supreme law of the land. And when guys like Dudley Brown and his groups get together and they fight for what we're supposed to have, freedom isn't free, liberty doesn't come cheap. It is, you must be ever vigilant. Well, Dudley Brown and his group have shown through their track record what they're doing now, they're ever vigilant. So I encourage you to go online to NAGR.org and check them out. Possibly become a member, like me. All right, guys, stay tuned. There's plenty to come. We'll be back right after the break.
Two-Way Radio with Bill Carnes is live. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, guys, welcome back. So Wednesday, after the show, I went home, and my girlfriend, I picked her up, and she got back into town, came home a little early because she's sick, not feeling good. So I go home. She's laying around, not feeling good. Fine, I need to find something to do. So I go back into the man cave, back into my reloading room. I have a four-bedroom house. Really, only two bedrooms are of any real use for the most part. One is for my eldest daughter. She actually has an apartment in Vegas with some friends now. So, but when she comes out, that's where she stays. And it's actually its own little mini master. It's got its own bathroom and everything. Very nice. So that's where she was when, you know, she was at home going through high school. Then I have, there's only one hallway in the house, and it's kind of an offshoot. It, like, mirrors where the garage is. And you go down this hallway, and back there, there's two bedrooms with a Jack and Jill bathroom, you know, a bathroom that's connected to the bedrooms. And I could pretty much live about 90% of my life, and that hallway and those bedrooms don't exist. We just don't use them. When my younger kids are at the house, they have one of the big back bedrooms back there. The other one is the man cave. That is where I have my reloading setup. I've got all my reloading stuff in there. I've got a futon in there that goes, it's like a futon couch that also goes into like a full-size bed, so somebody could go back there and crash if they needed to. And I've got a dresser, and in the dresser, each drawer has different loaded ammunition of all the different calibers that I load. There's a couple of drawers that don't have anything in them, so I don't load those calibers just yet. And then I, you know, I've got a good sized cabinet that in there I have all my powder and my reloading dyes and primers and all the stuff that I need, right? So I've mentioned it before, I have this Remington 700 E-Tronix 22-250. The E-Tronix meaning that it doesn't have a standard firing pin, it fires through an electronic zap of sorts. You press the trigger, it goes through the signal goes through a board, which is actually embedded in the gun stock. And that board is powered by a 9-volt battery, which installs in the buttstock. Just, you take off the shoulder pad, the recoil pad, put a 9-volt battery in there, put it back in. And then that board, through some flux capacitor, whatever the heck it is, increases that 9 volts into 150 volts. And that 150 volts goes through a little channel in the bolt and zaps the primer. All of this happens in 27 millionths of a second, which almost completely eliminates what's called lock time. Lock time being from the moment the trigger's tripped until the actual primer is struck. And that's usually measured in thousands of a second. This gun is measured in millionths of a second, specifically 27 millionths. So from press to bang, and very light felt recoil, it's a pretty heavy gun, and it's a 22-250. I mean, it's not going to move you around. You can really tell that there actually is lock time in a standard firing mechanized gun. To get to the story of the man cave from Wednesday, I have a couple different friends that I will, you know, I will swap ammo and gear and stuff like that back and forth. That just, you know, simple stuff. I ended up with 200 rounds of brand new factory 22-250, but it didn't have the right primer. It had a standard primer, not the electronic primer that I need, not the E-Tronix primer, which, by the way, you can buy primers. Right now, primers are around $30 to $40 a thousand. The primers for this gun, so that means they're 3 to 4 cents a piece. The primers for this gun, when I bought the thousand that I got, were $159, $160 for a thousand, so 16 cents a piece. They're now $189, so are about 19, 20 cents a piece. It's incredible. I remember buying 1,000 rounds of loaded 308 Indian surplus NATO spec ammo for $99. Loaded ammo. Loaded ammo. All right? For 10 cents a round. Now I'm looking at buying just primers for double that, 20 cents a round. Anyhow, I had 100 rounds of these Federal, they were 40 grain hollow point, like little anti-varmint rounds. And then I had 100 rounds of the Winchester Supreme with the 50-grain combined technology ballistic silver tip. Now they have it's a Teflon black coating with a little silver tip. And that combined technologies is a combined effort of Winchester and Nosler, I believe it is. Is that right, Nosler? I think it's Nosler. And Nosler makes a bullet, Winchester loads the ammo. It's a really good, incredibly effective, very, very accurate bullet across all sizes, weights, and spectrums of the bullets that they offer. So what I've needed to do is I've needed to pop the bullet, save the powder, eject the old primer, install the new primer, reinsert the powder, and reseat the bullet. I've needed to do this for, I've been talking about doing it for the last couple of years. Wednesday, I finally got it done. Once I got everything set up, instead of using a kinetic bullet puller, I actually got a bullet puller that sits into a press. On my bench, I have two single-stage presses sitting there. One, I have an RCBS Rock Chucker, my main press. I also have a fairly inexpensive, it works okay, Lee. And then I also happen to have a handheld Lee, which you can actually take out to the range and do a little bit of stuff with. What I did was I would pull the bullet with one of the bench-mounted presses. And then I took the powder and I would dump the powder into the little cup on my scale and weigh it. Because, factory ammo, you don't always get the same powder charge. And if there was any discrepancies, I would take some out or add a little in. I would make every round a little bit more consistent. Then I would pop the primer out of the handheld press that I've got, just with a dedicated primer decapper. Then I would remount the neck just a little bit with a hand deburr tool. Then seat a new primer in there with my hand priming tool, with the electronic primer. Set it in, put the powder back into the casing, take the bullet out of the bullet puller, and then reseat the bullet to a better depth, which works for my gun better. So I improved all the rounds too, and I got the right primer there. And everything was the same. The only thing that was different when the casing, from when I started till I was done, was the primer. The same powder that came out of the casing went back in. The same bullet that came out went back in. And so forth. I ended up getting it down to the point where with the 40-grain rounds, those actually pulled out of the casings much easier, and the powder was more consistent. I was able to do this in about 50 or 55 seconds per round. It took about a minute a round. With the other ones that came out, the Winchesters that had the combined technology bullets, those were seated in a little more difficultly. Took a little bit more effort to get them out. And the powder wasn't quite as measured out as well. So I had to goof with the powder. Those were more like a minute and a half to 2 minutes per round to get them done. I got all 200 rounds done. Now I've got all of these rounds ready to roll. So I've got an extra 200 rounds ready to go. And 100 of them, the little 40-grainer specifically set up for going out to the prairie and just knocking out those little rat bastards that pop up. If you ever have had any sort of idea if you want to go prairie dogging, the springtime is really, really very good. And most ranchers will give you free access if they've got a prairie dog problem. The reason is all the holes that they have in the land that these prairie dogs put up in there oftentimes will break the legs of the livestock, the cattle or the horses, sometimes the dogs, because they step in these prairie dog holes and will fall and then break their legs. It's terrible. It also not very conducive for growing any sort of grain or vegetables or fruit, whatever they're going to grow out there. Not fruit, it's not going to grow on a tree. But any grain or anything they're going to grow out there, it's not conducive because they're tearing up the ground. So they are a menacing little group. And Chip and Dale's buddies and the Chipmunks' buddies, the prairie dogs, cousin to the meerkat, whatever, take them out. You'll find yourself a rancher that has a problem with prairie dogs. Grab yourself an AR-15 if you don't have a bolt-action, high-velocity 22. Take an AR and just go pop these suckers. Little sentry pops up, dink, looking around. Hey, let me have you something to look at right here. Boom. Done. You can get them to explode, fly up in the air. If you ever want to see what happens, what you can do with these things, have a little bit of kind of a grotesque, manly kind of a fun, go onto YouTube and just Google exploding varmints, and you will see some great prairie dogging. You can actually buy DVDs of this kind of stuff out there. A lot of the stuff on YouTube is stuff that people have just filmed themselves. And some of you might be into that kind of thing. Some of you might not. I'm the kind of guy that's into that kind of thing. So we're in the process. A buddy of mine and I are in the process of trying to find some good prairie dogging areas that are within a few hours' drive of the Las Vegas area. We've heard of one in Arizona. Been invited to Colorado. That Colorado trip's going to be more like a 12-hour drive. I think there's a spot up in southern Utah that we can go to, which is about another 4-hour drive or so. That's a little bit more like it. But anyhow, I got more rounds ready for this prairie dog and stuff, and I'm going to start loading up some 36 and 30 grain varmint grenades, which really caused these little guys to implode. I mean, just boom, gone. So fire a little varmint grenade into them and Gesundheit, goodbye. It's like somebody sneezed prairie dog. Okay, enough of that. We're going to go into speaking about a brand new product called Silver Bullet Gun Oil. You are going to love hearing about this. So stay tuned. I'm your host, Bill Carnes, right here on 2A Radio.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see.
You can have the alcohol and tobacco. Leave the firearms to us. Right now, the 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes.
Welcome back. I want to go through real quick, before we get to Silver Bullet Gun Oil in the next segment, I want to go through some of the things going on in the great state of Arizona. Now, I say the great state of Arizona because Arizona more and more and more is realizing about de-legislating your gun rights and your right to carry and defend yourself. So the push is on. Arizona's always held tightly to its legacy as part of the gun-toting Wild West and a protector of individual rights. Now, this year, the state's Republican governor and conservative legislature just very well may continue their traditions by giving the folks in Arizona some of the least restrictive weapons laws in the nation. Now, this session, state lawmakers have proposed more than a dozen bills on expanding rights to carry and use guns and knives. Proposed laws would allow people to carry concealed weapons without a permit, as in Vermont and Alaska. It would end requirements that guns manufactured and kept in Arizona be registered, as in their own 10th Amendment kind of a Firearms Freedom Act, like we see in Montana and Tennessee, and allow university professors to carry guns on school grounds. Now, of course, it should be allowed to anybody who can carry a gun be allowed to do it, but they're starting with the professors. Although a number of bills on the subject is not unusual. I mean, there's always a lot of good pro-gun bills going through Arizona. The weapons rights supporters believe this year, with a conservative governor, a legislature sympathetic to their cause, and more freedom to address issues other than the budget, may be their year to lift many limits. It also is an election year, and gun rights have always been a popular campaign platform among conservatives. Now, there's a weapons rights lobbyist by the name of Todd Rathner. He says the following: Arizona is very gun-friendly, and we've made a lot of progress over the past probably 10 to 12 years. But right now, the legislature and the governor are favorable to a pro-Second Amendment agenda, so we're trying to accomplish as much as we can. Well, there you go. That's what you do. Now, gun advocates are so optimistic about their chances this year that a knife rights advocacy group hopes to use Arizona to launch a national effort to give state legislatures executive authority over local governments to regulate knife use. Now, of course, this is not going to be without opposition. in Arizona, Senator Meg Burton Cahill. She's a hyphen. I love the hyphens. A Democrat out of Tempe, Arizona, said some of the legislative efforts could hurt the state economically. And here's her line of BS. These laws are not going to be seen as friendly to business, friendly to children, and good for the economy of Arizona. This is a very critical time, and we are turning people away from Arizona, making them more fearful of coming to the Wild West. Now, I have something to tell you, Meg, hyphened Burton Cahill, Democrat out of college-bound Tempe. You guys start passing these pro-gun laws, and you're going to have a flood of pro-gun people moving to your state. You might have some of the ninnies, such as yourself, like-minded ninnies as yourself, leave the state, and that's fine. Who wants ninnies in their state? Go to California. They love ninnies. Go to Chicago. City of Chicago loves ninnies. Right? Go to Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg. Are any of the mayors from Mayors Against Illegal Guns, MAG, go to their cities. They love ninnies. All right? And just ninny away. But you're going to have so many pro-gun people, especially pro-gun retirees, that are looking to move to the southwestern United States. Arizona is just going to shine like a beacon, especially with the baby boomers having now begun reaching retirement age. It's going to be a shining beacon of retired folks and their retired money over and above Florida coming to Arizona. Now, in the past, then-Governor Janet Napolitano, a Democrat, who's now head of the Take Away Your Rights and We're Going to Squash You Department of Homeland Security, vetoed at least a dozen pro-gun bills that crossed her desk during her 7 years in office, all of which would have loosened gun restrictions. In 2005, Napolitano rejected a bill that would have allowed patrons to carry loaded guns into bars and restaurants. In 2008, she also vetoed a bill that would have allowed people to have a hidden gun in vehicles without a concealed carry permit. Now, those things are already on the books in Nevada. So Arizona's really behind the times. Nevada is really a very pro-gun state. Now, in January 2009, when Napolitano resigned to become Homeland Security Secretary, and Republican Secretary of State Jan Brewer became governor, lawmakers quickly proposed weapons legislation, and Brewer began signing them. In her first year in office, Brewer signed a bill allowing loaded guns in bars and restaurants, as well as another that prohibits property owners from banning guns from parking areas, so as long as the weapons are kept locked in locked vehicles. So, Arizona's looking to expand on this. That'll be really cool. I'm digging it. I'm in Arizona on a regular basis. I'm not far from there. All kinds of stuff to do there. I dig it. Arizona's a good state. All right, guys, stay tuned. We're going to talk about silver bullet gun oil, an amazing anti-terrorist product you're going to love hearing about. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
By dictators since 1917. The 2A radio show with Bill Carnes is back. 1-800-313-9443.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's no secret that we're at war. We're at war with Islamic fundamentalists. We are at war with not Islam, but Islamic fundamentalists, the jihadists. Anybody who tells you any different is trying to hide or sugarcoat the truth. That's just the way it is. Islam does not care for Christianity. It says right in the Quran, and I'm paraphrasing, everyone needs to be a member of Islam. Any infidel who is not, you will invite them to join Islam. If they do not accept the invitation, force them. If they cannot be forced, kill them. Somewhere along the line, somebody decided to call Islam the religion of peace. Right. I'm thinking that was people who were radical Islamic fundamentalists decided to start calling it the religion of peace across the rest of the world to disarm people into thinking that they were peaceful so that they could go in there and kill disarmed, unaware people. They're victims. I personally am happy and proud to be an infidel. I came up with the saying once. I wanted to make some shirts. I may do it sometime. It says, proud American by birth, proud infidel by choice. Now, the religion of peace. I am looking at some photographs of Islamic fundamentalists, all hiding their faces because they are just pathetic little wieners. Hiding their faces, holding signs such as, freedom, go to hell. Here's another one, hiding her face. Europe, you will pay. Your 9/11 is on its way. Here's another one, hiding his face. Behead those who insult Islam. You're pathetic, you and your sorry-ass religion. How about that? You want to try coming to behead me, you hidden-faced little terror scuzz wannabe? Come find me. I'm in Pahrump, Nevada. Here's another. Slay those who insult Islam. Yeah. Kiss me on the backside. All right? Let's see. Butcher those who mark Islam. Who mock Islam. Let's see. So we're beheading insulters. We're butchering them. We are, slaying them. Let's see. Exterminate those who slander Islam. Massacre those who insult Islam. Europe is the cancer. Islam is the answer. And be prepared for the real, underlined, Holocaust. Okay, that's who we're dealing with. These photographs are readily available. Go to silverbulletgunoil.net. That happens to be on the Religion of Peace link. If you're sitting in front of the computer and you're streaming this or listening over the airwaves, pull up silverbulletgunoil.net. Silver Bullet Gun Oil is founded by a former Marine and Patriot to be the Silver Bullet. Here's the reason behind the name. Now, the guy who started this, the Marine who started this, he has to use a pseudonym. He uses the pseudonym Midnight Rider because obviously about a quarter of the world's population would like to see him eliminated. So he doesn't give his real-life name out there. I've been emailing back and forth with this fella for about the last 10 days or so, trying to get him on the air for an interview. He's ready, and then he got the flu. So he's in no physical condition to get on the phone and do an interview. So we're going to do one next week. But I told him, I got to get your product out there. This is just perfect. Now, the common phrase in the sniper area, or designated marksman area, if you want a PC sniper up, is one shot, one kill. The slogan for Silver Bullet Gun Oil is one shot, one soul. Now, what the 9/11 Commission said does not exist, actually exists. This comes from their website. Lee H. Hamilton, vice chairman of the 9/11 Commission, said the following. There is no silver bullet or decisive blow that can defeat Islamic terrorism. Well, Midnight Rider came up with Silver Bullet Gun Oil. It contains 13% liquefied pig fat in the gun oil. Now, that makes it a highly effective counter-Islamic terror force multiplier, as he puts on his website. Now, how does Silver Bullet Gun Oil work? Silver Bullet Gun Oil contains 13% USDA liquefied pig fat. And the pig fat is mixed with their blended high-grade weapon oil designed for use in all firearms. This oil is applied to the inside of the barrel of any firearm or weapon system, and when fired, bullets are coated with a very light, micro-thin coating of silver bullet gun oil containing the pig fat, and the pig fat is transferred to anything that the bullets strike. The coating of the oil containing pig fat effectively denies entry to Allah's paradise to any Islamo-fascist terrorist killed with a bullet, or even shot and later dies, maybe even years later, with a bullet coming from a firearm using silver bullet gun oil in the barrel. Now, silver bullet gun oil uses the belief system that of Allah's Islamo-fascist terrorists to put their fear of death into them, a fear they haven't known until now. Now, here is a quote. Let me see if I can pull this thing up. This is the one that is going to work. Let me see. I have to pull this up. This is absolutely great. This is the quote by the Muhammad in the Quran. I can't find it. I'm vamping trying to find it. I'll be clicking on all these links to find it here. You can see different photographs of the production on here if you actually click the link that says SBGO Production. And you can see these guys, they're actually doing a production line. It's been so popular, they've added a second shift for this product. It's really cool. Now, keep in mind, they're selling this stuff, and part of what they do is they make it cost-effective in other areas for people who are actually going to the Middle East with guns that might be shooting these guys. That is cool. This needs to get out there, because then the people who are trying to bring their terror to our land realize this is out. People are going to be lubing their guns with this. They are not going to be in on Allah's paradise. Let's see here. Here it is. True believers in the Al-Qaeda way are invited to come to the U.S. so that we the people can send you personally to Allah's hell, stinking of swine. Allah awaits, and so do we the people. And we the people are heavily armed, and many use silver bullet gun oil in their weapons. The quote out of the Quran, gosh, I had this right in front of me. It said something, let me paraphrase so I can get to it and move past. Let me paraphrase. Something along the lines of, if you are to be admitted into my paradise, you must not do so stinking of swine. You will not be allowed in. I hate the stench of swine. Now, this same guy has sponsored a program to put 5-gallon packets, 4 5-gallon packets of the same liquefied pig fat into jetliners, American jetliners, in 4 different areas. Just in case any of these scuzzballs want to try to hijack and or blow up another American jetliner. They are not going to paradise. They're going to go to hell. Because their body, at some level or another, is going to be rained down upon by any amount of this liquefied pig fat stored in these aircraft. How about that? Calling in from Massachusetts, provided he's held on the line for the last 5 or 6 minutes here, is Leo. Leo, welcome to 2A Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. situation you're describing may sound real to some, but once you start digging beneath the surface, you'll find that these extremist segments, as we all have extremist segments. I mean, we have our own American Taliban, too. But these extremist segments of Muslims are pushed by certain countries that we know very specifically of, and they fund them as their useful idiots. You know, the problem is that the scare is made real by funding these people. The madrasas, the extremist madrasas, have been funded by Israel and the United States. They've had books printed in the United States in these madrasas. This whole game is way beyond what you're talking about. You're seeing the bottom of the story that they want you to believe. oh, sure, there are these crazy people. There are nutballs in every religion, and in Islam too. But our government and Israel's government fund these people. I mean, you know, understand, please understand the Anglo-American Empire and how it works.
Now, hold on a second, Leo. I don't know how long you've been listening to this show, but I know all these things. I've spoken about them on the air. I'm not a moron. I know what I'm talking about. Here's the thing. If the American, the Israeli, all of the other governments want to fund these groups, that's fine. Let them fund them, because we're not getting through. The government's not working for us anymore, and they haven't for some time, and it's about time that they get back to it. However, we the people, who are actually the first responders out on the streets of America, if we the people are out there, and these guys have an idea that these armed Americans are going to be shooting them if they launch some garbage-ass attack on our soil, they are going to go to hell. They're going to go to Allah's hell, and that's at the hands of us, the ones that are actually going to be pressing the triggers. Forget about who's funding them. If they realize that's going to be their inevitable end for eternity, this is going to send a message. I'm going to coat every single gun I've got in this stuff. Every one of them. And I'm going to sit here and I'm going to spout about it on the air. I know that these guys that are doing the training, the funding and the training of these people are really the evildoers. They're the ones getting it done. And they're using the idiots to go out there and blow themselves up, because
exactly.
The guys that are training them, they don't have the intestinal fortitude to go out there and actually blow themselves up. They're sending the morons out there. I mean, they used to send, during the Iran-Iraq war, I'm sure you're very aware of this, Lou. You're a bright guy. There was all the minefields between Iran and Iraq. They used to send donkeys to explode the mines. Then they ran out of donkeys, so they started getting adults. Hey, you'll go to Allah's paradise if you go through here and clear this minefield. Then they ran out of volunteers for that. Then they started getting children. So these are the people we're dealing with. And if we can whack every one of them with a round coated in this, or I came up with a great 12-gauge buckshot anti-terrorist round where you actually have a little bit of bacon bit stuffed in there. Right? So trust me, everybody who listens to this, to RBN, this whole network, we really know the truth.
For the newbies who just pop in, just leave that caveat out there that we know these slime balls are being created by U.S. and Israel money. And you can at least, you know, if you put that caveat in there, then the whole story is told. See, that's the whole thing, is most of these gatekeepers, whether they be in the left or the media, they tell you 90%. And that's what the problem is.
90% of what?
The story. In other words, they'll tell you 90% of the truth. They'll leave out the critical 10%.
Oh, I don't even know if we get 90. I don't even think that.
Well, I was being generous.
I don't even know now. I
was being generous.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
You know, so just tell the whole story in completion, and that way the people will remember who's starting this stupid game and for what reason. See, this is a true enlightenment that we need.
It is truly a very crappy situation. Leo, thanks very much for the call. I hope you have a great weekend.
Okay.
All right, guys. So just so you understand, the one shot, one soul here with Silver Bullet Gun Oil is something I really support. As a matter of fact, I've got some coming my way. And the first thing I'm going to do is lube every gun I possibly can get my hands on with this stuff. You can buy this stuff. It's a 4-ounce plastic flip-top bottle, $8.95. All right. Go to silverbulletgunoil.net and please order this stuff. After you do, shoot off an email and let Midnight Rider know, I heard about your product on 2A Radio. Just send him that. That's all he needs to hear. I just want him to know we're supporting this guy and what he's doing. This is fantastic. Now, you guys have heard my idea on how to get all of this stuff under control, and that is to get a Chinook and an agricultural spraying plane, drain some pigs of their blood, put a non-coagulant in there, load that into the ag sprayer, and go spray simply 1 acre of farmland. And then drop leaflets letting them know what happened. They could never farm that again. Their food that would grow from there would be absolutely corrupted. They could never do it again. Then you take the pig carcasses in the back of a Chinook with a wood chipper, and you pelt that field with the remaining portions of the pig. That's just a little icing on the cake. Not even necessary, but just do it for effect. Let them know what we did to this 1 acre of farmland. And we will do it to every acre of every farmland in the entire region of the world that these Islamic fundamentalists come from. All right? If that isn't satisfactory, we'll just start hitting neighborhoods, cities, and metropolises with the same effect. How about just a pig blood fuel air bomb? Boom. Shh. Everything that rains down. Saturated. How about that? That's the sort of thing that would stop. Now, of course, there's no intestinal fortitude in the elected regime, or I should actually say stolen election regime in Washington, D.C. They're not going to do that. They don't want to look like the bad guys. We don't want to win. We just want things to come to an end. Great. You guys are a bunch of sissies. This will change the balance. So, if you get a chance, go to silverbulletgunoil.net. Order up some of this. Please do. We're going to get Midnight Rider on here next week over the phone. Once he recovers from getting his butt kicked by, who knows? This has 13% pig fat. Maybe it's swine flu. I don't know. Rider, get better, buddy. We'll have you on the phone next week. Folks, stay tuned. There's more to come after the break. Be right back.
Your right to listen and take action shall not be infringed. The 2A Radio Show with Bill Carnes is back.
Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong if this is not when you belong.
All right, guys, welcome back. I'm about to leave the studio here after the show, and I've got a couple clients that have come to town to do some tactical shotgun training. So we're going to spend a day out in the desert shooting steel, having a good time, learning how to defend ourselves, our homes, our freedoms, our liberties, and defend our lives. So I'm going to leave you with an exercise for the weekend. I want you to paint yourself this mental picture. Sometime over this weekend, in your hometown, your city, wherever you live, is going to be an Islamo-fascist terrorist attack. All right? It's going to go down very close to where you are, whether where you live or whether you're out shopping or if you have to work this weekend. It's going to happen within a block or two. And you're going to have some of these Islamo-fascists around your place, sort of escaping the scene of the crime, trying to kill everybody along their way. My question to you is, what are you going to do? Are you prepared? I want you to go through the mental exercise and mental checklist. Let's say you're out in your car and you're downtown. Maybe you're downtown, your town that you live in of 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people. Or you're in downtown of where you live in Pittsburgh or Indianapolis. And something goes down. What are you going to do? What's your plan? So, my question to you is, are you prepared? If you are prepared, are you mentally ready? If you're mentally ready, are you set up with the physical skills and do you have the right equipment to deploy? If the answer to all that stuff is yes, that's my answer. My answer is yes. Then wonderful. You just need to go through a few scenarios in your head on how things may go down and what you may do, tactically speaking. If you're shaking your head thinking, I don't know what the heck this guy's talking about, you have victim stamped across your head until all of those answers are yes. Yes, I'm prepared. Yes, I have the proper gear. Yes, I have the mental fortitude. Yes, I have the physical training. All four of those are yes. Then you're ready to go. Otherwise, you're some level of victim waiting to happen. So over the weekend, I want you to think of these things. If any of the answers are no, find the answer to turn it to yes. Okay? Find somewhere to get the proper training. look up some of the proper gear. Listen to some of the archives of the show about some proper gear selection. Come up with an idea for tactics, which is the idea of being in a gunfight and not getting shot. That's really good tactics. That's what I want you to do over the weekend. And I want you to shoot me off a quick email, bill@2aradio.com, and let me know. I'd like to close by saying, to those of you within our government, we will be watching you in Congress, the executive, and judicial branches all very closely as we organize to save our freedom, liberty, and country. We will not become the subjects of governmental rule. Folks, thanks for being with me this week. Stay tuned for the Lenman News Hour coming up next.
Bill will be here tomorrow. Will your freedoms? The 2A Radio Show, 7 a.m. Pacific, 9 Central, Monday through Friday.